And the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, joins us. And Ryan, my producer, Cullen, is wondering, are you in a truck, a boat, or a plane?
I'm in a truck. I'm in a truck right now. I had to put a dove feel.
Oh, man, let me tell you, that picture you sent me from Nolehase, man, that's just what I needed to see on opening day of dove season. Man, they whacked them. Now, when you get a pile of doves like that, it's my understanding that they're donated to the locals. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, we clean them all and put them, stack them in the freezer. We eat a lot of them, but a lot of locals get them, too. So that goes to waste here.
All right, so what are you expecting to catch this morning?
I'm going to get my 100. I stopped at 100. So, it's just been incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible, the birds that they got right now. I mean, just droves and droves and droves of white men. Just beautiful, just a lot. I got some videos of them as well, just flying. It's the weather's been nice. It rained really, really hard the first day they got here. It's for a desert, it's got a lot of water. Yesterday at home, it rained good too, but it had 12 boats out. Everybody got out. I was very lucky to get your ball.
Well, back home, we got a little bit of a frontal system coming through. What do you think that's going to do to help doves and teal migrate in? Or will it push them out?
It's going to push the teal down so hard. And I'm glad it's out the west, too. It'll be a northwester, so it kind of makes that migration come a little bit towards us instead of, Lake Dawes in Texas. You know, it'll push them if they get in that west wind. It'll just like anything else, playing or something. Boats, and they try to get the wind, it's going to push a little bit. So that might push them further to the east, and it's going to really get thick this week. And plenty of groceries for them. Boys out there getting everything ready. The boat's ready. As soon as I get home, I got an alligator hunt 2 days, and we'll pick up my boat and my trailers and all that. So I go to blind. They have SAP.
Well, that river being low like it is with the saltwater intrusion, is that affecting any of the feed in your area? I know way down in Venice, I mean, getting some complaints from people saying that salt is killing a lot of the vegetation there.
Oh, it'll kill it. It only takes 7 parts per thousand salinities. Even if it kills the aquatic vegetation, hydrilla, milfoil, stuff like that, it'll kill it in 3 days if it gets a big old storm surge and pushes it up. But the duck potato is the key to a lot of that in the wintertime, because even if it kills the top and burns the top, the root is still there. That's where those tubers are that they're left to eat. So we're going to have food no matter what. There's a ton of duck potatoes. And pickweed, too. Even the duck peas are still there. So all the food is still there. So if it gets above the land and kills all that, the seed pods are still there. So, we're going to have a great teal season, and hopefully we'll have enough food going into the big season to have a great season. I'm pretty hopeful, because I saw on the radar the other day the ducks were blacking out the radar coming down.
Wow. Well, I got my duck stamp. It's that pretty pintail, one of your favorite birds. And by the way, do you need to get a duck stamp to hunt in Mexico?
No, you don't. That's a federal Louisiana, a federal United States thing. But you don't need one here, but, you need the license. We buy licenses for dove. We have different licenses for different everything. It's not a yearly license for non-residents. You buy it as you come in for the trip you're coming in for. So I got 18 guys with me. We got a big group, so we're having a ball. But I'm going to hunt this morning and this evening and get back on the plane and go back to work. Which is fishing, so it's not that bad a deal.
Yeah, I know what you mean. How's the weather there anyway? Is it extremely hot? Looked like it was a little overcast in the video you sent.
Right now it's 76 degrees right now. It's pretty dang nice. It rained so hard the first day we got here, and there's a nice breeze, and the humidity's low. I mean, it's really nice. And you're sitting on the porch in between the unjust there. Everybody's like, this is heaven. So, yeah, it's kind of overcast this morning, too. So it's really nice. It's when you got that many doves going at you, you don't feed and feel the heat.
How long does the dove hunting last over there in Mexico?
Well, normally it'll go into October, and then they'll migrate down to Nicaragua as soon as the breeze gets big enough for them to fly away, or a cold front pushes them, or a hurricane might push them. they'll end up down in Nicaragua. But you know, we'll get into October, you know, sometime in October before they push. And November 1st, we start with duckskeese dove and quail, you know, morning doves. But quail everywhere we go, both hunts up and down, there's been quail everywhere. We have a great quail season down there.
Yeah,
if you ever give an invitation to come to Nolay, I say, don't pass it up.
Absolutely not. Well, if somebody wants to find out more about it, tell them how to get you.
I was thinking, just go to CajunFishingAdventure.com, check out our place, or if they want information about anything else, call me on my cell at 504-559-5111, and we'll make it happen. I tell you, it'll be a busy fall. We're really booked up. Yeah, I still got some spots for teal, so if somebody wants to teal, let me get on quick.
Very good. Have a good time down there, Ryan. Pile them up, and we'll check in with you when you get back next week. I guess you'll be in the duck blind when we talk to you next Saturday morning. Huh?
Definitely will be. It'll be great.
All right. We'll see you then.
Talk to you then, buddy.
Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man, a man of steel during hunting season, because that's what he uses.